Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Catherine, Catherine, Price, Price. As you know, I evaluated Ms. Price as described in my report of 10/21/22. It appeared you have now kindly provided me with some additional medical records to consider in this matter. It appeared you will recall I was previously in receipt of records from Rothman Orthopedics through 3/14/22 at their physical therapy facility. Period. Additional records show she was seen at Rothman again on 8/1/22 by Dr. Matzon, M-A-T-Z-O-N. Period. He had not seen her for about 6 months, but she had diffuse polyarthralgia. Period. He diagnosed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, for which he ordered electrodiagnostic testing. Period. He also initiated her on nighttime splinting. Period. On 8/2/22, she underwent electrodiagnostic testing by Dr. D-H-O-L-A-K-I-A. Period. On the right, there was moderate right median neuropathy at the wrist consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome. But this affects both the sensory as well as the motor component of the median nerve at the right wrist with no evidence of motor axon loss. But there was mild to moderate left median neuropathy at the wrist consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome. But this affects primarily the sensory component of the median nerve at the left wrist with no evidence of sensory or motor axon loss. She returned to Dr. Matzon on 8/11/22 to review these results. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. She returned to Dr. Multer, M-O-L-T-E-R, on 8/22/22, stating she was doing okay as far as her cervical spine, but is concerned she gets occasional pain across the paraspinals, but no radiating symptoms. But she does get pain and paresthesias in both hands, and actually underwent an EMG that demonstrated median neuropathy on both wrists. But she is due to have surgery for that in the near future. Period. Just for completeness sake, she is being seen in follow-up for her cervical spine. Period. He had last seen her on 3/14/22. Period. He reiterated his diagnosis of cervical disc degeneration at C5-6. Period. She was to continue follow-up with Dr. Matzon for her surgeries. Period. On 11/18/22, he performed right carpal tunnel release surgery. Period. I am not in receipt of a similar report for the left wrist, but I will search my prior report and see if she actually had that procedure done. Period. Dr. Sullivan had her undergo ultrasound in the left foot on 2/3/22. Period. It showed small plantar fascial fibromas localizing roughly to the arch of the foot. Period. Anatomic detail may be provided by non-contrast ankle MRI as clinically indicated. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. The additional medical records show Ms. Price continued under the care of various providers at Rothman Orthopedics. Period. She did submit to right carpal tunnel release surgery. Period. She did have EMG that showed bilateral median neuropathy consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. In reviewing my physical exam, she actually did not have scars on either upper extremity that were visible. Period. Phalanx maneuver on the right wrist elicited immediate numbness but was negative on the left. Period. Tenel's sign on the right was positive for paresthesias but was negative on the left. Period. New paragraph. I would now offer 5%, permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Compared this is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome treated surgically. Period. For the reasons already described, I cannot associate this to her period of employment from 1998 onward. Period. In terms of the left hand, I would still offer 0% permanent partial disability. Scratch that. For the left hand, I will order, I'll offer no more than 2% permanent partial disability for carpal tunnel without surgical intervention. Period. End.